Welcome to Route to Adventure. Hey, I love this quote by Pete Robinson. If something can go wrong, it will go wrong. But if it's going wrong as you're traveling across the beautiful United States, who cares? Hey, this is a great episode because we're actually doing this episode as we are traveling, which is really cool. In fact, the studio right now is my Ram truck. As my wife is driving down the highway and I'm co-piloting the whole thing. So this is really cool and a lot of fun. We have had quite an adventure. We started the Pete and Pilar Pink Flamingo road trip on March 31st. And our first stop there was Las Vegas, Nevada. Unfortunately, if you heard some previous episodes, you heard my interview with my cousin Rick and Chris. They were supposed to join us, but for reasons, they just couldn't make this journey, and we are really bummed. We'd love to have them with us. They had purchased a Class A motorhome, and it was my brother's Class A. It had been sitting for a long time, so they had quite a big project, quite a big undertaking, and we had all hoped that they were going to get the project complete and get ready to go, but for reasons they just couldn't make it, and we're just missing them right now. But anyway, we are loving life. Our first, our first stop was Las Vegas, Nevada. Everything just went perfectly, and we started heading over to New Mexico. That was kind of our next stop, and I'll tell you, once we hit Highway 40, wow! I mean, it was a roller coaster of bumps and dips, and that's my GPS talking to us. Bumps and dips, and what a rough road. I mean, it was brutal. So we were doing the weaving back and forth, trying to miss everything along with the other truck drivers. But I'll tell you what the cool thing was. As you know, I had purchased an air safe hitch. That's the one with the airbag technology. And I got to tell you, I think it saved our bacon. Well, it certainly saved the Airstream. We don't have any popped rivets. We've had a smooth ride. That hitch has been worth its weight in gold. So a big plug for Vinny's North Bay out there in Sacramento. If you have not ordered one, order one. If you've got an Airstream, especially one like ours with the twin bed and the front storage compartment, I honestly think it's a necessity. I think it definitely mitigates the front end separation issue. But I got to tell you, the ride has just been so smooth. And I have posted some videos of the hitch in action on Airstream Addicts as well as Airstream Globetrotter fans. So you can see that thing in action. It's been fantastic. So big plug for that. But after cold New Mexico, and speaking of cold New Mexico, when things can go wrong, they will go wrong. We've had some cold showers. For some reason, our water heater, or on-demand water heater in our 2022 Globetrotter, it's been struggling. And it just wouldn't get above, what was that temperature, honey? What it wouldn't get above? We think 90, 90 degrees, just couldn't get it. So I jumped on the forums, of course, Airstream Addicts and Globetrotters, and people were so helpful. You know, lots of tips and tricks to kind of get this thing rolling. We haven't had 100% solution, but right now we're at about 107 and 108 degrees. And after cold showers, that feels like heaven. So that's going to be a little project down the road. But that happened around New Mexico. And then we traveled up through New Mexico, through Albuquerque, and then, boy, we hit Texas. And on Highway 40, once we hit Texas, that thing smoothed out. It was like butter. Absolutely beautiful. But I got to backtrack to New Mexico for a minute. We were going to stay in Gallup, New Mexico. We were going to stay at a Cracker Barrel, you know, just do an overnight at the Cracker Barrel. But the parking there at the Cracker Barrel in Gallup wasn't good. Steep slope, two big spots, and just no way was it going to work. So we headed on down the highway, not knowing what we would find. And then my beautiful wife pointed out the Navajo Casino on the left. She says, hey, I see some trailers out there. I think we can park there. So she jumped on the phone as I was looking for the exit that I'd already passed. She jumped on the phone and looked, and we had a lot of comments on there. No, they won't let you stay. Anyway, we asked the security, they said on the forums that no, it's not. It's, you know, they just won't do it. Well, we rolled in, walked in, and talked to the security. And I got to tell you, they were so kind. Absolutely, you can stay there. Very safe place, they said. We have security that roams around in the evening. And, oh, man, it was perfect. Absolutely level. And so we couldn't ask for a better evening. The view was spectacular in the morning with the haze and also the train off in the distance. Just going by, it was one of those magical moments. We got a great night's rest. And then we are off to Texas. I'll get back to Texas. Highway 40, we hit Texas, and that road just smoothed out, like I said, like butter. Was beautiful. Took the edge off of me from having to dodge all the potholes. And our next location on the Pete and Pilar Pink Flamingo road trip was Amarillo. We didn't quite make it by morning. Ba-dum-poo. But we did make it in the evening, and we stopped at the KOA there in Amarillo, KOA Journey. And I got to tell you, I think KOA has stepped up their game. That KOA was fantastic. Clean, quiet, friendly. It just ticked off all the buttons there. And so it was beautiful. We had, another beautiful night stay, but it was chilly. And another cold shower. That was okay. We were happy. We're traveling. I mean, just things cruising along. So got up in the morning, and we were then headed out to Lawton, Oklahoma. So we were going there for a special occasion. I have never met one of my cousins, Sharon. And she is just a doll. We'd only really met on Facebook. And so we contacted Sharon. And we didn't really have a place to stay in Lawton. So we had found this campground next to a lake. And, oh, wow. I mean, there was only one other camper there. So we had the pick of spots. And we picked right next to the lake. It could not be a more beautiful setting. Quiet, beautiful. The lake was just amazing. Blue skies. And best of all, the next morning, my cousin Sharon showed up with her lovely daughter. We all went to Ann's, a hot spot there, for breakfast. We went to Ann's and we got acquainted. And it was just amazing to meet a family member that I've never met before. It was just, like I said, just amazing. And after that, we drove back. She drove us back to our campsite, and we loaded up. And our next stop after that was a little place called, we're back in Texas, and it was Farmersville, Texas. Never heard of it, never been there, but we traveled on down to Farmersville. And I tell you, on the drive there, we kind of did the back roads. And oh my gosh, how beautiful, green and lush, blue skies. I mean, my wife and I, we were just, I think every ranch we looked at, we said, yeah, we want to buy that one. It was just gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Right, honey?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And matter of fact, say hello here. Say hello, honey. Say hello to the crowd out there in Radio Land.
Hello, everyone.
That's my beautiful wife, Pilar, and we're having a good time, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah, having a great time. But the scenery was, I don't want to bother her too much because she's driving, so I want to make sure her eyes are on the road here. But it has been absolutely a great trip, and the back roads couldn't have chosen a better route to adventure. It was just beautiful. So we did find our campground that we had booked in advance there in Farmersville, and that was Lakeside RV Ranch. So we pulled in a lakeside, and you know, it was a nice place. I'd say, unfortunately, there's no picnic tables. There is a lot of full timers there, and it kind of seemed more of a full timer spot, if you wanted my opinion on it. Like I say, it was pretty, But we didn't get that outdoor experience, especially after staying at that beautiful lake there in Oklahoma. So we decided to wake up at the crack of dawn. And as we speak, we are headed into Louisiana, where we have booked a KOA down there. And as fortune would find it, there is a big festival going on there this evening that we're going to attend, and we're going to get some authentic Louisiana food and just really, really take in the sights. That's going to be fantastic. And the next day will see us in Alabama. But until then, we're going to enjoy our time on the road. And again, as we're driving along here, blue skies, beautiful scenery. Our hope is we'll run across Brad from 13 Adventures. And we'll also, I don't know if luck will have it, but we may even run across Mark and Trish from Keep Your Daydream. Who knows what the road will bring. Until then, folks, stay safe. Remember, though, you got to remember this. Clean out that stinky slinky. Pull out the chocks. Hitch up. And get ready to roll, because the next adventure is the one you least expect to take. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time on Route to Adventure.